Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
The Central Rappahannock Regional Library is in this morning. Craig Graziano, the branch manager in the Fredericksburg branch, is here. Morning, Craig. Haven't seen you in a while.
Good morning, Ted. It's great to be here.
And Sarah Smethurst is here, the Youth Services Librarian, the Teen Specialist at the Howell branch. Sarah, good to have you in this morning.
Hello, hello.
Got lots to talk about. With spring break next week, does that kind of change things for the library? Because college students, it seems like, you know, college students go to Florida for spring break. Elementary school students and teenagers a lot of times go to the library.
They sure do. Yes, spring break can be a very, very busy time, especially on the fun end of the library, as I like to call it, so the children's and teen sections.
Yeah.
We get lots of people come and hang out, see their friends on the break, get out of the house, stop bothering their parents for 30 minutes or so. So yeah, lots to do at the library, so that's where they come.
A lot of like passive activities, scavenger hunts in the children's department. So whatever time you come into the library, there's usually something to do.
Well, and that's the great thing about having the library in the Central Rappahannock Regional Library. You go into any branch, and especially the teen and the kids sections are always bright, and there are always fun things to do. And as a parent, if spring break starts getting kind of long, you know, take them to the library.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a good distraction for parents and children alike.
And if you don't know if you're not sure what direction or what level your kids should be at for reading, I guess, Sarah, that's where you can kind of come in. And librarians always tell me, ask us questions.
Yes, we do lots and lots of what we call reader's advisory, which is basically hooking a reader up with the right book, something that they'll enjoy, that's hopefully at the right level. We do a lot when it comes to like making book lists. We have these Goodreads book lists that we make every couple of years, which essentially give you like quick recommendations that are probably around the reading level and certainly the interest level for your child. So that's always a good place to go. But yeah, we're happy to help you find exactly what works for you and your kid.
Well, and that just the library, if you haven't been to the Central Rappahannock Regional Library lately, you don't know what you've been missing.
I mean, what are you even doing if you haven't been to a library?
Let's start with that question, right?
And we have so many branches that, like, if there's one branch that you're usually going to, maybe that's the opportunity to visit another one and see what they have in store.
You know? They all have a very different vibe. So if you routinely go to one branch, maybe go on a field trip, try out another one, see what you think.
We aim for consistency, but each space is definitely different. Howell has these beautiful windows that look into the woods.
Yes.
Fredericksburg has great views of the Rappahannock River and just downtown in general.
For me, I'm a person who gets into a routine. And I think, I either go downtown or Salem Church. If I were to like go to the Porter branch, I don't know what I would do. I wouldn't know where. I would walk.
Explore,
I would just look around and just wonder, where am I?
I mean, we try to make it easy. Like, the signage is mostly the same, so you can find what you're looking for. The friendly faces are similarly friendly at every branch, so there's no worries there. But
and if you need help finding something, just ask a staff member, and we'll help direct you.
But I do like that idea. Don't get into a rut. And I'm talking to myself of Salem Church is the only place, or downtown. Those are the only two branches I'm ever going to visit.
Take a regional tour. Sure, you could drive out to Westmoreland. You could stop at, like, what is it, George Washington's birthplace on the way. Yeah. And there's three branches out there that are little gems.
Wow, Craig, I'm really out of my comfort zone. Never even thought about Westmoreland.
It's a good day drive. Yeah.
But still, when you go east, Route 3 east, it is. There are all kinds of things out there. The Spotsylvania branch is another one. I went into that a few years ago, and it's far different than the others.
But the snow branch?
The snow branch.
Yeah. Yep. Snow is very different. Snow is in like part of a municipal building, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Used to be a school.
Yeah. And that's definitely evolved over time when I've seen like pictures of what it used to be like. And it's its own little library. It's very self-contained, which is a very interesting take, especially compared to the larger branches. Mm-hmm. But it's really cute.
Same with like Town Center Branch. It's just tucked away in
The one in the mall. We hide one in the mall for you, too.
Yeah. I haven't been there. That is a great branch. I forget about it sometimes, that it's there, and all of a sudden, boom, and it pops out. And, to be able to open a branch there was a great idea years ago.
It's mutually beneficial, too, because it's rent-free for us. And then hopefully it's bringing people to the town center, or people that are already shopping at the town center can take advantage of, you know, free copying, different services that we have.
So, so if you need something to do during spring break.
Try a library.
Pop on in.
It's not a bad idea.
We'll be there.
We're going to take a quick break and come back and jump into things. Lots of stuff to talk about this morning. Sarah Smethurst and Craig Graziano from the Central Rappahannock Regional Library, librarypoint.org, the website. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. We will be right back.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Download the all-new News Talk 1230 WFVA app for Apple and Android. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Craig Graziano and Sarah Smethurst here this morning from the Central Rappahannock Regional Library, librarypoint.org, to get in touch with the library. April the 12th, Sarah, is a big day at the library.
Oh boy,
First heard about this, I guess 11 years ago, I did not realize how big a deal this is everywhere and has become a big deal here.
Yeah, so CurlCon is what's happening. It's our 11th annual. We've been doing it 11 years straight, including a slight virtual detour during the times of the COVID. But it's a comic book style convention that we have at the library. So those have gotten progressively more popular in recent years, I think. It's in the same vein as Comic-Con, which is always a big deal. Basically, anything that's comic or really any fandom focused, that's really the place to be. We have cosplay contests. We have lots and lots of vendors. We have all kinds of fun things happening. We have a comedy show this year, which is new. We had it as kind of a precursor event leading up last year, but we will have a comedy show during CurlCon this year. So it's always an incredibly busy, packed day at the library. We hold it at the Howell Branch, which is where I spend all of my time. I hope to see you there.
People dress up, don't they?
Oh, yeah. I'll be dressed up, of course, and many of my coworkers.
What are you dressing up
like? I think I'm doing Belle from Beauty and the Beast this year.
Okay.
I always try to do something a little library-themed or like education-themed, so I've done Miss Frizzle and things like that in the past, but I'm doing Belle. Lots of people will be in costume. We'll have lots of costumes inspired by manga or anime, lots and lots of superheroes, lots of small children in those little costumes where they put the padding to make it look like they have superhero biceps, which I always think is just hilarious.
When you were Miss Frizzle, what was the print on your dress?
I think it was like a space print, and then I had like solar system earrings, and I had she has a lizard Liz, and I velcroed Liz to my shoulder, so she'd sit on my shoulder, and then I could like rip her off and hand her to small children. So
fantastic!
Yeah, that was good. It was great.
On point. Everybody, that's the one thing about the library and these libraries. People really get into this. And then the library staff gets really into this.
The library staff does really get into it. We spend a lot of time working on it and planning on it, and every year sitting down and figuring, like, what can we do a little bit different the next year? What can we add? We always have some pretty fun things. We have, like, face painting and crafts and things like that, so.
There's a few related events, too, going on throughout the system. There's a CurlCon art show at the Salem Church branch, and in April you can submit your art, and the reception's going to be May 12th there.
Yeah, it'll be displayed all the month of May at the Salem Church branch. So you can see the parameters for what your art needs to be like. You can submit 1 to 2 original pieces, of course, for display and possibly winning, which is awesome.
Yeah.
So if you do art of any kind, that's a good contest to look into.
I would think, Sarah, that the whole CurlCon idea and how the library fits in so well is it just gets kids to read.
It does.
It encourages them. And you can go from the comic book setting to a book, just kind of transition to that and not even realize you've been tricked into reading.
Well, I wouldn't say tricked, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. But yes, there is a fair amount of, especially for reluctant readers or even kids that are just kind of you know, nervous about reading or don't have the confidence that they need to, the most important thing is to keep them reading. So comics and graphic novels, they're actually additional literacy benefits on top of just print media. So whenever a kid comes in and wants to check out a bunch of graphic novels, and I have a parent that's a little reluctant and says they want them to read a real book, I usually stick my big fat nose in and get on my soapbox a little bit and say, well, actually, graphic novels and comics are real books. And not only are they real books, but they are a wonderful way to keep your kid reading, to boost that confidence, and to get some additional literacy benefits. So we have lots of free comics that we hand out at this event. We get them donated by local comic shops. So I've brought you a selection
that you can
peruse today, Ted.
I like this.
It looks like it's mostly DC this year. So I've got a selection of some DC comics that you can look at.
Nice.
Yeah.
I date myself doing this, but as when I was growing up, I would read these Archie comic books.
I remember those.
All the time.
Yeah.
And I did get to the point where I was only reading comics, and I had teachers and people that said we need to put those away, and we need to go to books. But it did get me reading,
absolutely.
Yeah, and you never stopped reading because you're still a reader now, right?
Yeah.
So if you can associate reading at a younger age with something you like to do for yourself for fun, and not just something that's required for school, but something you actually look forward to, like the recent Dog Man that came out. I mean, everybody wants to read the newest Dog Man. And it's all these younger children who you wouldn't necessarily think are big time readers, but they'll keep that love of reading their entire lives.
There's just as much variety in comics and graphic novels in all the, you know, between superhero or Archie, which is kind of just contemporary teenage life. There are nonfiction comics that will teach you about history or whatever you're into, there's probably a comic book for it.
Yeah, that's true.
No, and it just any kind of reading, Craig, helps you just with vocabulary and sentence structure and just all of those kinds of things you pick up as you start to read.
Very much so. And then comics have this added benefit. You know, you go from like picture books as a child to chapter books that might have a few pictures, but comics really give you this additional visual context that helps you understand what the words or dialogue are trying to say.
And even things like sequencing of events, like comics help a lot with that.
Yeah,
so
yes.
These basic sort of literary skills that we use and that we build at a young age, comics and graphic novels can absolutely help with that.
The whole superhero thing to me is just fascinating. I mean, we went from comics and then the movies have sucked everyone in.
Definitely Marvel movies are, you know, it's something that I think I stopped kind of watching them because I think there were a couple years where I didn't watch a few and now I feel like I've lost the plot entirely.
They're so intricate with their storylines. And it's kind of like a modern day mythology if you think about it.
Yeah.
Oh, it is. And you're right, because if you get behind or you there's a sequence.
Mm-hmm.
Last year someone gave me like the sequence of all of these movies and I was overwhelmed.
The timeline? Yeah.
Yeah. You got to watch this one, then you got to watch this one, and it is.
Yeah. And then sometimes they'll reboot the entire comic franchise. Like is it called New 52?
I think so.
The DC thing where they basically like went back in time and rewrote everything over. And I'm sure someone who knows much more about comics than I do will correct me on that. But it's something like an alternate timeline. So now we can take all these characters back to their roots and play with them all over again, which is a crazy concept, but wildly entertaining.
Well, the whole CurlCon thing that in 11 years in, and it's gotten so big. And, and I know people that just wait for this and wait for the date to be announced.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a little earlier this year than other years. Sometimes we do it in May, but it ended up in April this year. But yeah, we've got all our vendors lined up, so I'm very excited about that. Our vendors are always amazing. I feel like we've been getting more like younger kids in as vendors as well, because unlike a lot of events like this, we don't charge our vendors a fee for appearing.
Yeah.
Which, you know, for my middle and high schoolers who maybe have crazy knitting talents or make buttons, things like that, they're able to participate in this event. So that's always fun.
That's a fantastic opportunity for them.
Yeah, there's a young lady that's bringing like a 3 foot by 3 foot octopus that she has crocheted. She asked for like additional space for her vendor table, and I was like, I would be thrilled to provide it.
What did she do?
It's an enormous crocheted octopus. It's like the size of a beanbag chair. I'll show you a picture later.
Okay.
It is very, I can't imagine how long it took her to make it.
She'll be bringing that?
Yeah, it will be for sale, I have been told, at CurlCon. So if you're in the mood for a new piece of furniture that is shaped like an octopus, then she can hook you up.
Come
definitely.
See the octopus.
So I just noticed, no one can see it, but this is fabulous, Sarah, that you have in front of you.
I always bring you props.
You
do. Especially for CurlCon. So we brought Groot this year, because I think we brought you some other props this year. So I brought Groot. He's from Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
And then this is Bluey. So it doesn't have to be a comic book or, you know, any other kind of anime or manga fandom. You can come in whatever costume you want. Mm-hmm. I'll be ripping off Disney. So, oops, let's bleep that on the radio so they didn't hear me say that. But yeah, any kind of fandom that you have, you are welcome at CurlCon.
Well, it's a fun day, and I think to go as a family or just even the kids to see that other, you're not the only person who's really into this. You'll see that there's a whole community around here.
Yeah, absolutely. And the cosplay contest is a really big draw. We actually have like workshops. I think there's only one crafting session left, but we added some cosplay workshops ahead of time for CurlCon this year because cosplay is always such a huge part. And the cosplay contest we do kind of towards the end. I think we do the judging throughout. We'll have the specific schedule up online in the next couple of weeks. But we'll have judging throughout the day, and then we award all of our prizes kind of at the end of the day, and we bring in professional cosplayers as judges, and they look amazing, and everybody they judge looks amazing, and I'm always just gobsmacked by the level of creativity.
There's a lot of work to put this together.
Yeah, it is. It's a team of people. It's a group effort. It's also, you know, what I think about when I go to bed and what I think about when I wake up in the morning. So.
Yeah. Wow, totally. But it's worthwhile when you have all, you know, when everyone converges and it's a great activity for the library.
It is, yeah. And the branch is always buzzing on that day like it never is before. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've had up to like 1,000 people over the course of 3 or 4 hours come through the branch in the past,
which is
a lot. So, yeah, it's a good time.
Now, especially when you hear, and especially in the spring sometimes when it's hard to pin people down with soccer or outdoor activities, for people to put this down and say, you know, we're going to come and do this, that speaks a lot for this.
Yeah, it's a Saturday afternoon. It's a good time. You can bring the whole family or just yourself.
Yeah.
Everyone's welcome.
Yeah. Again, what time again?
It is 12 to 4 on Saturday, the 12th of April.
Okay.
So coming up just a few weeks.
And it's free.
Of course it's free. It's the library. It's always free.
I was going to say, sometimes you go to, because I hear people go, you know, you'll go to some of these big ones when you have to drive a distance. You got one here.
Yeah, we got one here, and it's free. Come on down.
April 12th, 12 to 4, at the Howell Branch in Stafford. The Adult Winter Reading Challenge is just about over.
It's almost done. You need to log your books, Ted, so you can get your prize.
I have them done. I have them all stacked up, as a matter of fact. And I'm going to log them and then go get my prize.
You have until April 15th to do that. So
yes, I did realize that, because all of a sudden last night it was...
Yeah, we give you a little bit of a grace period. So you still have through the rest of next week to finish the reading. But then you've got a couple more weeks to log and then pick up your prizes, of course. The prizes are, I'm not saying the best thing about a reading challenge, but I certainly enjoy them.
Anytime you get a prize... It's worth it. And for the winter reading challenge, for me, really got me back into reading a lot more. I was just kind of drifted into this casual reader, and then by having to read 5 books, all of a sudden I got into a routine, and I thought, I like this.
What's the best thing that you read of those 5?
What's it called? The Boys... I can't remember.
Boys in the Boat. Yes.
That's exactly what I was going to say. It was just a fabulous story. It's a true story. There's a movie now.
Yeah. Just recently.
Just recently. Yep.
Is that one nonfiction?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You strike me as a nonfiction guy.
I am very much a nonfiction guy.
It's like a crew team, right?
Yes.
Rowing.
Yeah. 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 It's a great book. Yes. I never read. I don't understand people who read fiction.
I'm a nonfiction guy now, too.
Yeah. No, fantasy all the way for me. Oh,
seriously?
I mean, I like nonfiction, and I certainly read nonfiction occasionally, but for me, it's all about the escapism. I mm-hmm. want to go somewhere else.
Yeah.
I want to be not in my life. I want to be in a fantasy land with dragons and magic and all that jazz.
And that's the great thing.
It
Everyone
is.
Has a different reason yes. for why they want to read, yeah. and we have those books for them.
We sure do.
I think in my case, it's just if I'm spending the time reading, I want to learn something that I can. If one of you says something and I say I have no idea what, you know, some event.
I feel like this world is so complicated. Yes, I want to get a better understanding yeah. of it, the people in it, things that have happened previously. Yeah.
But that does make sense. Yeah, that makes total sense that because of the world and just you just want to open a book and go yeah. somewhere else.
Yeah.
And storytelling is such a big thing. You know, we all are yeah. captivated by stories. So whether it's written stories from someone's imagination or a retelling of something that actually happened, you know.
Yeah. Nonfiction writing has come a long way. So narrative nonfiction now, I mean, it reads like fiction. It yeah. reads like you're reading a story that's made up, but it's all true and everything. Mm-hmm. And it really happened, which is quite unique and interesting.
Well, very. And it's so interesting when you're reading a book that's just well written, how you just can just sit and appreciate it.
Oh, yes.
I was reading the book last year, April 1865, and there were parts of it, and I just thought, this is just so well written, and it was a joy to read.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
And so, no, books hold. I mean, as I talk about books, I mean, of course you're all going to go, yes, 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 of course. Which we should also mention, the Friends of the Library bookstore is a great place.
It is, and they have
to spend your money and get lost in just looking at almost new books most of the time.
Yeah, I do like to hit up the Friends book sale whenever possible, especially because their membership month is coming up. So April's yep. their membership month, and that's the month that I always renew because that's when they have special prizes.
Yes.
So.
And they're going to have a really big book sale starting Friday, April 4th mm-hmm. from 5 to 9. And they're setting aside the best of the best donations that have come into all of our branches. And that sale is going to be continuing April 5th and 7th through 9th.
Oh, okay. That's the big sale. That's when you can go yeah. to the back of the store.
Yes.
To the warehouse.
To the warehouse. Yes.
I'm always like, yes, where are the treasures in the
I
warehouse?
I know. Just to go around. But the books that they have there are just, it's such a wide variety.
Yeah. I mean, people, I think, are really used to donating books, which is great. Because
yeah.
why would you throw it out
Absolutely.
When someone else can read it? Or even why let it, like, collect dust at your house when someone else could enjoy that book? So I like to hit up lots of used book sales, especially Friends, because they always have the best stuff. And I tend to give used books as gifts even, because
yeah.
there's nothing better than a book to give somebody. It says, I know what interests you, and I think you might like this.
Well, and I gave a couple of books as Christmas presents, and they were so new-looking, the people thought
yes.
they were new. And they said, oh, you never should have spent this. And I said, oh, I got it on a sale.
Oh, you should have ran with that. You
yeah.
should have been like, yes, I pre-ordered this before the publication date.
That $35
exactly.
on the corner.
Sticker
yes,
price, full sticker price.
That's what I paid for.
And the great thing about the revenue for Friends of the Library is it goes to sponsor different events like the Teen Art Show, the Teen Poetry Contest,
yeah.
and it helps pay for the artists for Music on the Steps that we have in the summer, too.
Yeah. So, yeah, no, it is. It's over on Lafayette Boulevard, and just a great spot. I have, in several cases, I'll take books home, and I'll see that I've already bought that same book there.
It does happen. I have done that.
I'm disappointed in myself, but,
well,
but it's
know.
For a good cause.
So nice you bought it twice.
Yeah, there
yes.
you go.
Yes.
Now you have a copy to give to a friend.
So the name of the author meant nothing to me, but I've gotten several books there where they've been signed by the author.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they do have some signed copies yep. sometimes.
So it's a great
I like those. A signed
place.
Copy is always, it gives you a little fuzzy feeling.
Extra special.
yeah. So, again, the big library book sale beginning April 4th and then the 5th through the 9th. And so that really is a great way to get some really good deals.
I believe the week before it will be closed so that they can set up for this big spectacular sale.
Yeah, because you got to go back. Like you said, the warehouse. Yeah. The warehouse is way worth it. LibraryPoint.org, the website for all kinds of things with the Central Rappahannock Regional Library, and on Facebook, too. Sarah Smethurst and Craig Graziano from the library here. We'll have a quick break and come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It is now 8:32.
From the Fredericksburg.today online news studios, this is News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station focused on Fredericksburg. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230. You can weigh in about today's topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230 and by text at 540-371-5756. Here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Lots of good stuff, as usual, with the Central Rappahannock Regional Library this morning. Craig Graziano and Sarah Smethurst here this morning, librarypoint.org. Besides, there are always things, Craig, going on at the library.
Absolutely.
Always. And especially the downtown library. All of the libraries have things, but the downtown library seems to be the hub for a lot of the stuff.
The Fredericksburg branch does have the 30th annual Johnny Johnson teen art show going on right now.
That is so good. It's amazing that those are teenagers.
Yes, very much so. Grades 9 through 12 submit pieces. We had 50 teen artists submit 85 pieces in February. And our teen librarian, Owen, single-handedly hung all of those in our theater and atrium. Did an amazing job with them. We had judges Gabriel Pons from Pawn Shop and Joelle Kathleen. They came in to judge the 11th and 12th graders. And then on the night of the reception, the 11th and 12th graders actually get to judge the 9th and 10th graders, kind of work on their critical skills. And then we had an amazing best in show. But really, like, anyone that submitted for this, they put themselves out there and their talent. And so it is an achievement just to submit for the art show. This is the 30th annual. So in 1995, Johnny Johnson approached the library about starting this art show.
Oh, interesting.
Obviously, he is an institution for the Fredericksburg art scene. Yeah. I know that you filmed Bill Harris putting up that wonderful mural, repainting the mural downtown. So the fact that Johnny impacted the lives of so many people and we're able to continue to honor him with this art show is just wonderful. The exhibit is in the theater and the atrium until the end of April. So please come in and see it.
I've seen part of it. I saw the ones in the atrium last weekend. Yeah. And they are really, really good.
Super impressive. The best in show is in the atrium. It's Andromeda by Chloe G. All of these can be seen on the library website, too. So you can just hop on librarypoint.org/teen-art. And or come in and see the art for yourself.
Isn't that a really big piece? I remember reading the judges' comments that Andromedas are particularly, like, the scale of that art piece is particularly impressive.
It's a huge piece. I think it's about 3 feet wide and about 5 feet tall. So,
I'm going to have to come see that one in person then.
Oh, wow. I missed that.
Very intricate. One of the judges was talking about the hair being very lifelike. It has, like, a butterfly print on the face of this Andromeda. And the judges were also really impressed with the 9th and 10th grade, even though they weren't judging it. They said that the 9th and 10th graders really took a lot of risks and really were doing some interesting experimental things with their submissions as well. So,
and you look at those kinds of things and you just think, boy, the art programs in a lot of the area schools are just so top-notch.
Incredibly impressive, yes. And so the teens that won Best in Show or first, second, and third place got some cash prizes from the Friends of the Library for participating, too.
Well, and these are nice. When we'll talk about the poetry contest in a second, but whether it's the art show or these poetry contests, a lot of these different contests that you offer for kids are a great kind of kind of a learning ground to be able to learn about this kind of stuff.
Absolutely. It's that first opportunity to, like I said, put yourself out there.
Yeah.
Work on something that you might be interested in, whether it is poetry or visual art. And, you know, that's a huge step for anyone. So it's so great that we can provide that forum for them.
Oh, totally. Because if you don't have this kind of thing, you kind of live in the world of, well, this is pretty good. Then you get it out there, and maybe it is good. It's going to be exceptional, or you see where you can improve in areas.
It's empowering. It's like, oh, yes, I can do that, actually. And so for the teen art show, they could submit two pieces of works, and that goes for the poetry contest as well, which is coming up.
And I'm sure for all of you, whether it's the art show, all of this kind of things at each particular branch to see all this or library-wide, it gives you – it's fun to see the talent level in a lot of these areas of a lot of these kids in the community.
It always impresses me. We have these two events at the Fredericksburg Ranch in the spring, and then at the Howell Branch in the fall, we also have the stop motion video contest.
Oh, yes.
And so that's just another medium, and it's the same thing. It's teens submit. There's no entrance fee for any of these contests, which is, you know, if you've ever tried to submit things to a poetry contest, oftentimes there's an entrance fee you have to pay. Mm-hmm. But it's the library, so of course we never have those. But yeah, the kinds of things that the teens come up with, I'm shocked every year. And I love to see, you know, the poetry that they write and all the art that they do is just so impressive.
And we talk about every year that stop motion stuff.
Stop motion's
just
really
just
fun.
Amazing.
And all of this goes back once again to the power of storytelling. Whether it is visual art or certainly a stop motion film, you're working on that ability to tell a story in a way.
And it also illustrates, we always talk about kids and all of us being glued to a small screen, but not everybody is. There are a lot of people that still are. They still are, you know, living life and coming up and being, you know, coming up with ideas and things.
Well, even these generations that we think of as kind of chronically online, it's not that they aren't, but even they are beginning to be a little more self-aware. Like the phrase "touch grass," you may have seen online.
Yeah.
So touch grass is what you say to someone that has been spending too much time online and needs to put the phone down and go outside.
Oh, wait.
And this is very much like, you know, invented by younger generations to talk to each other about their online use. So, you know, they're not so deep in their phones that they never see the light of day. It's not quite that bad. And when you give them a chance, the stuff that they can create is really, really incredible.
I'm so glad that it's finally spring. I'm going to go outside
and
touch
grass. You're going to go touch
grass. Yes. I know. Yes. Yes. Exactly. So again, the 30th Annual Johnny P. Johnson Teen Art Show. And you said that's till the end of April.
April 26th. Okay. It will be in the atrium and the theater at the Fredericksburg Branch. 85 pieces.
I need to go back and look at the one you just described.
Please
do. In the atrium.
Absolutely.
I totally missed that. The 22nd Annual Claudia Emerson Teen Poetry Contest. Where's that at?
So that is also at the Fredericksburg Branch. It's named after Claudia Emerson. We're so lucky that we get to name both of these, and these shows were started by these talented individuals in our area, artists and poets. Claudia Emerson was the former poet laureate of Virginia. She was also a Pulitzer Prize-winning poet, and she was the judge of the teen poetry contest and an advocate for teen poets until she passed away. The submission period is April 1st through 15th. That's just an online submission. You just submit it to the website. There's two categories, grades 6 through 8 and grades 9 through 12. Two entries per person. And we do have some local poets as judges. Laura Bylanock and David Anthony Sam will be judging, and they should be at the reception as well. Winners will be invited to read their work at the Claudia Emerson Teen Poetry Night. That is Wednesday, May 7th from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the Fredericksburg Branch. And the winning poems will also be on the website, too.
Well, we talked, Craig, just about being able to do these things. When you actually win something like this,
oh, absolutely,
that's pretty cool to be able to go to a program and read your poetry.
Incredibly validating, yes, yeah. And that's a super powerful thing to see the students read their poetry and hear it in their own words as well. I got involved with the Central Rappahannock Regional Library because of poetry. There was a poetry slam event at the Salem Church branch when I was in high school, and that was actually how I eventually started working for the library. The teen librarian was super encouraging to me and could see that I was into libraries. Not to diverge, the Claudia Emerson poetry contest is fantastic. But
that's an interesting story, though, and shows you the power of whether it's a teacher or whether, you know, a librarian.
Teen mentors, absolutely. And Sarah's a fantastic teen mentor.
Yeah. Oh, you would be, Sarah. I would have read more books, and I might have gotten into nonfiction if you had, you know, mentored me. But no, that I guess, I mean, you never know when you show an interest in a student.
Yeah, I mean, the more time that I spend with teenagers, the more I'm impressed with what they can come up with, and the more I want to advocate for their voices to be heard. You know, they've got some amazing ideas, and it's not going to be too long before they're the ones in charge. So
right.
Yeah. These poems are funny. They are powerful. Mm-hmm. People are talking about their own personal experiences.
Yeah.
And once again, just to provide them a forum to stand up in front of people. Often their teachers are there to support them, too, at the teen poetry night.
Yeah.
It's so powerful.
That is. And I'm glad you mentioned that story, because that does. These are more than just contests. They can be something that catapults
a launching pad. Yes,
into
a trebuchet.
Yes, speaking of Sarah,
we do know how much Ted likes the trebuchet.
Love it. And I have one in my office thanks to Sarah. Mm-hmm. It is such a talking point, but it can really. They are more than just. They can serve so many different purposes.
It's a perfect example of library as a community space, very much so.
Yeah. And once again, we all come back to the point of the people that just say that, you know, we don't need libraries today. Yes, we do need libraries today. And there's a thousand different reasons.
Yeah, definitely. I think that a lot of times people who say, oh, we don't really need libraries, what they mean is they personally may be lucky enough that they may not have much need for a place that you can check out books for free or get internet access or print things or have research help or have a place to, you know, have community partners come in and mm-hmm. have all sorts of things that you can learn and grow. And maybe you're lucky enough to have all the resources to find and pay for all of that yourself. And that's great. But if you don't, then having that available for the rest of your community is only going to make your community stronger.
And the Central Rappahannock Regional Library has just been on the cutting edge of offering so many of these different services of where you can get movies and books and all kinds of things.
Absolutely.
Just different apps out there.
Yep.
And so.
And now, I mean, we've got video streaming services online. We've got free tutoring that you can access online every single day. We've got all sorts of apps. We've got Hoopla and Libby.
We provide notarizations in the branch for free.
Yeah, free notary, free printing,
information,
free
verification, faxing, absolutely.
3D printing if you go to the Idea Space.
Oh,
you have a library of things, which is things that you can check out.
Yeah.
Everything from like lawn games to early literacy kits
technology, home test monitors.
Yeah, all sorts of things.
Yeah, the library of things is something to look
Hotspots, Chromebooks.
Right.
Yeah.
So, and we're doing
a lot.
Yeah, no, there are very few things that you can't find at the library.
Or that we can't help you find at the very least.
Yes.
The art shows. I mean, the fact that each branch has a rotating monthly or every 2-month art show, that is a forum for people to be able to, local artists to be able to share or sell their
and
work.
And sell your art. Yeah, absolutely. So if you sign up, I think you can go on our website and you can sign up for an art show and say, hey, I'd like some space. We'll put your art up for a month. We've got a variety of different beautiful kind of gallery type spaces in different branches. And your information is up there. And if someone wants to buy your piece, they absolutely can. We don't charge anything for the art show. We don't take a cut of your sales. That's all you, baby.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And I didn't know about the – I have people all the time saying, I need something notarized. Do you know somebody who can? And I'm –
We'll do our best with it. We can't do everything like
that. There's a couple, I think, like real estate stuff. We don't do real estate stuff.
Things that involve money often.
Yeah. But a lot of the basic documents that you need notarized, you can get them done quick and fast at the library.
And if we can't do it there, we will provide a list of other notaries in that would be able to help you with that.
And that's usually the thing. If you, you know, that's what they're looking for somebody. Mm-hmm. So, interesting. I've learned a lot today.
Good. Lifelong learning. That's our mission.
I feel, I will go into the weekend feeling like I know more. Librarypoint.org to find out about all this stuff. Just go around and just look at a small screen if you have to and look at the library.
And then touch some grass.
And then you're perfect. Sarah Smethurst, Craig Graziano, Central Rappahannock Regional Library. We'll wrap it up when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Central Rappahannock Regional Library this morning, Sarah Smethurst and Craig Graziano. And before we get out of here, the Spring at Your Library.
Yes, the Spring at Your Library covers everything free, services, events that we have to offer March, April, and May. You can pick one up at any of our branches, and you can also read it online on the library website.
It is a great, great publication. It's always colorful and has all kinds of graphics and
yes, very fun to proof. That's something I get to do every 3 months is help to proofread that thing. It's a behemoth, but it is great.
All the details.
Yes, exactly. You got to check all those details because we don't like to put it into print if it's not right, of course.
Well, and the other thing, the great thing about that, a lot of times I'll post things on events happening, and after the fact, someone will say, why didn't I know about this? Well, in the library's case, if you pick up one of those, you know, every quarter, you're going to know what's going on.
So. Yeah, or even just look at it online, because we put it up online, like the digital version, when we put it out in print in the branches. So if you're in a branch and you pick up a copy, that's awesome, but you can also just read it online and flip through the pages just like you would, you know, in traditional paper media.
Super user-friendly. It is broken up by age, so events for children, events for elementary age, teens, and adults, and then even kind of different subjects. So for, like, adults' arts and crafts programs or, like, community and civics, like, special things.
There's a whole page of all your book clubs. Any book group that you want to be a part of, we've got them.
The Uniquely Spotsylvania Art Show.
Yes. The Uniquely series rotates between jurisdictions, so right now it's Uniquely Spotsylvania. These are artistic works that clearly illustrate the unique Spotsylvania experience, so it could be a painting or a photograph of a place, a people, something about Spotsylvania history. The winners were announced at the March 3rd reception, and these entries will be on display and for sale at the Salem Church Branch throughout March and April. And then I think after that, it's going to be Uniquely Stafford. It alternates every year.
Before we get out of here, the CurlCon, the 11th annual CurlCon, is April the 12th, noon to 4 at Howell.
Yes, it is.
And it's going to be the place to be.
Yeah, I'll be there. I'll be dressed as Belle. Maybe I'll sing you a song or two if you see me. I'll be the one running around like a chicken with its head cut off
there
with a megaphone. I'll have my megaphone for that event as well.
Okay. So, I am sure at the end of the day, it's high of energy. You are such a high energy person. This is your kind of event.
Yeah, I mean, I have to sleep for like 36 hours after it, but it's so worth it because it is really, really fun.
Well, and it's the kind of thing that kids especially are just going to love this kind of thing. And who knows?
It's really, really popular with kids and with my teen volunteers. It's going to be heavily staffed by teen volunteers. They do everything from face painting to helping with, you know, Dungeons and Dragons one-shots they to organizing so cosplay contests and helping me put tables together, and yeah.
Yeah, so, and there's, just, I mean, and it's just, it's a fun time, and if nothing else, who knows, you may have kids that want to start reading comic books more.
Yeah, we'll trick them into literacy, no problem.
Who knows where it leads. Again, now, April the 12th, and it's free, that's the other thing.
Always free.
These things usually can get kind of expensive, so they don't. The Central Rappahannock Regional Library, here for you.
Yes, indeed.
LibraryPoint.org. Craig Graziano, the Fredericksburg branch manager, and Sarah Smethurst, the youth services librarian, the teen specialist at the Howell branch. Thank you both.
Thank you, Ted.
Thank you so much.
We'll talk soon. See you next time. Thank you. LibraryPoint.org again for the library. Thank you for listening. Have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA, focused on Fredericksburg.